Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Second goal, Heewell breaks the tackle right there of Burks and goes in for six. His second touchdown reception today.
Aaron's obviously out with a wrist injury. It'll be evaluated in the morning. I'll give you guys more information there. Keyshawn Williams had a concussion. He's in the protocol. Jalen Warren had an ankle. I think he was able to return. The rest is bumps and bruises associated with play.
All right, good morning, everybody. The Steelers move to 6-4, pick up an AFC North win. They are a game up on the Baltimore Ravens, who got let off the hook by the Cleveland Browns yesterday. It was a must-win game, and the Steelers won. And they showed some mental toughness. We will get into Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, all that in a second, but we have to relish in the victory. We have to celebrate the victory. They got it done, and they got it done on the defensive side, where Ja'Marr Chase, he now of spitting fame, went 3-for-30 after going 16-for-161 the first time around. The Steelers' defense played great. Joe Flacco threw a pick six. They really did a good job on that side of the ball. And you didn't have Jalen Warren for a spell. You didn't have Aaron Rodgers. Your best defensive player, at least in the secondary, got thrown out of the game. You lost Brandon Echols due to injury during the game. You lost your punt returner during the game, and yet you left no doubt it was one of those games where you could put your feet up and relax at the end. And they needed it. Had they lost, they'd be 5-5 tied with the Ravens in first place. They'd have lost 4 out of 5 games, and things would be spiraling downhill. So they put a pin in that for now, Doran. A much needed victory, and dare I say, a pretty impressive one.
Yeah, it was impressive. They got the turnovers that they needed. They figured out a way to, like you said, slow down Ja'Marr Chase, even slow down T. Higgins, even though he had 60-some yards receiving. I feel like that's a win.
Absolutely.
You still let Chase Brown almost rush for 100 yards. He had 99 yards. But, I mean, you'll take it. We kind of figured that the Steelers were going to bounce back. There was no way, in my opinion, that they were going to lose that football game yesterday at home. Obviously, the conditions were great. The weather-wise, I don't think the field was that bad either. I mean, I actually took a mental picture of the field as soon as I walked off of it on Saturday. I was like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. People aren't going to talk about it. It's not that bad. Was it? Do you think it was?
Except for Brandon Echols. He fell in a sinkhole. I'm just kidding. I don't know why.
I didn't see that. No, I was like, it's not that bad.
No, field was fine.
Yeah.
Had they lost, you know, people would have been bitching.
Right.
But, so you're okay with that.
You know, that was obviously, like you said, a much needed win. So there's things that they're going to have to deal with moving forward. And I actually feel decently comfortable about some of the transitions they're going to have to go through this coming week.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of transitions, that brings us to Mason Rudolph. The report on Rodgers from all of the national insiders is he's got a slightly broken wrist.
Fractured, yeah.
Ooh. A fractured wrist. Hits his left wrist, which is important because that's not his throwing arm. And I would guess right now that Mason Rudolph's going to start and play against Chicago, and that maybe you can get Rodgers for Buffalo and Baltimore. We will see. You would know better than I about that. I mean, it's his non-throwing arm. You can't really play out there in a cast or a brace because you can't hold on to the football then if you get sacked and he gets hit. He only got sacked once in this game, but he was taking some abuse because he was trying to stay alive to make the play. But I think they can beat Chicago with Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
I think they will beat Chicago if Mason Rudolph's the starter. I'm not going to say I was impressed by the way he played yesterday, but he met my expectation level. He played the way a good backup quarterback plays. Mason Rudolph is not a starting quarterback in this league. He's just not. This is what we talked about this offseason. A lot of people wanted him to get the job because they didn't want to deal with Aaron Rodgers. Will he? Won't he? Is he going to throw Tomlin under the bus? Is he going to be a locker room cancer? All that offseason narrative crap. There was a fair amount of people that said, just go with Mason Rudolph. And what I said at the time was, Mason in Tennessee stunk. Not all his fault. Tennessee stinks. Mason played elite football for three games to lead the Steelers to the playoffs 2 years ago. That does not make him a starter. That makes him a really good backup.
Right.
That's what really good backups do. They come in for a spell, they play well, and then they go to the bench before they get overexposed. Mason Rudolph did that yesterday. 12 of 16, 127 yards. It should have actually been better than that, but they called a push-off, a pass interference on DK Metcalf that I thought was soft. There were some soft calls all throughout the game. But Mason played well. He never put the ball in harm's way. He finished with a quarterback rating of 118.5, didn't get sacked once, threw a touchdown pass. Mason Rudolph is capable of executing the game plan, getting the ball in the hands of his playmakers like Kenneth Gainwell, who had a wonderful game catching the football. And I don't think he's going to be a reason why you lose.
Uh-huh.
And more often than not, he's probably not going to be a reason why you win. And I think that's good enough to beat Chicago.
Yeah, and that's exactly why that they signed Mason Rudolph back, signing for $4.5 million per year for 2 years. And, you know, he can facilitate. He's a good point guard. He doesn't have to shoot and be a shooting point guard. He can dish it out. So I have a lot of faith, actually, in Mason Rudolph playing against a Chicago team that has been squeaking by. They have been winning. I will give them credit. They've been figuring out ways to win, but they're not confident wins. I mean, you think about the Bengals game, how insane that was. The Giants, they only win by four, and then yesterday they hit a field goal, and I think they won by two.
Yep.
So I do believe that Mason Rudolph can facilitate this offense for a week until you figure out what the damage and how bad the damage is to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers should play. I did see him land, and he put his wrist down, and
it didn't look good.
It didn't look good, and even if it is like a hairline fracture, like all it takes is him to land again, to fall and try to brace himself. It's like an automatic. You're obviously still thinking about the risk, even if it's braced up.
Right.
You're still thinking about it, but whenever things happen in a game, you're going to be like, oh, man, and just kind of just naturally put your hand down to try to brace yourself, and it could injure it worse. Like, I would hold him out this week. I think that they have confidence in Mason Rudolph to go into Chicago to get a win.
If Aaron Rodgers isn't 100%, and he wouldn't be for this game, then you don't play him.
Right.
Because Mason Rudolph is good enough that you can get a reasonable facsimile. Now, I'll tell you, Buffalo's after that and Baltimore's after that. God love Mason Rudolph. You're not beating those teams with Mason. You're not. And I know that Rodgers wasn't lighting the world on fire against Cincinnati prior to the injury, and I was a little bit concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
If he had played that way the rest of the game and he never got hurt, even if they won, that would be the talking point. Now, I don't know how it would have looked the rest of the way. Maybe he goes out and puts up the same exact stat line as Mason Rudolph because it's not like Mason had to do anything special. We don't know. So I guess we put a pin in that one, too. But he did not look great. That being said, Rodgers threw four touchdowns against the Jets. He was outstanding against the Bengals the first time around. He's had moments of brilliance this year. And we said before the season, he's not going to consistently, week in and week out, be the Aaron Rodgers of old, but there are going to be games where you need him to be, and he can be that guy. That's what you need against Buffalo. Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns yesterday.
3-3.
I don't think that team's very good. He is, and he can put up 40 on you even if you're playing good defense. And the Steelers are, quietly now the last 3 weeks, playing good defense. We'll get to that later in the show. You're not going to beat Buffalo with Mason Rudolph. We saw that in the playoffs. Totally different teams, and it was on the road. But you're not going to beat him with Mason. And let me tell you this. You ain't going to Baltimore with Mason Rudolph in beating that football team. I know they weren't super impressive on the road against Cleveland yesterday, but you're not going in there and winning. So if you've got Rodgers for the next 3, I think you got a puncher's chance to at least go 2-1. If you have Mason Rudolph for 3 games, I think you're going at best 1-2, beating Chicago and losing the other 2 games. You need the quarterback to be able to put the Superman cape on, and I just don't think Mason can do that.
You don't think, so say he has a good week of practice, he finally gets to work with the ones, and he gets on the same page with everybody, and he looks really good against Chicago. You don't think that he can, he has a chance of beating Buffalo at home?
I think you'll need to rely on the defense, which again has been much better, but have they been better against the truly elite? They played well against Herbert for a while there, but apart from that, Indianapolis, yes, but Sam Darnold ain't, or excuse me, Indiana Jones ain't no Josh Allen. I think those games are why Rodgers is here.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to just beat bad and so-so teams to get to 9-8 or 10-7, I think Rudolph could do that. But you brought Rodgers in here for the 5-star matchups. And I feel a lot better about your chances of beating Buffalo and Baltimore with him than I do with Rudolph. It's not to say I think he'd go out there and embarrass himself or anything like that, but if you got to go shot for shot, touchdown for touchdown with those guys, I'll take Rodgers every day of the week over Mason.
Yeah.
You are right. Like, he should, in theory, even play better against the Bears than he did in this last game because he's going to have the full week of practice, which, this is besides the point, Stefanski gave Shedeur Sanders no chance to succeed against Baltimore. He never got first-team reps at any point this season, and then you're in the throngs of it. You get thrown in. He sucked. And most of it's on him, believe me. But it's like when Kenny got put in against the Jets. Like, right. What are you doing to your young quarterback?
Yeah.
There are bad quarterbacks all throughout the league. I don't think Mason's one of them.
No.
We saw what Dylan Gabriel looked like. It wasn't good. Then we saw what Shedeur Sanders looked like. It was worse. There was bad quarterback play all over the NFL yesterday. I am thrilled that the Steelers have Mason Rudolph. I do think, though, that it changes the math for the next 3 games if he's got to play and Rodgers can't.
Changes the math for Will Howard, too, doesn't it, Crowley?
Oh, you know, just one hairline fracture away from you being the starting quarterback. It's funny how the world works, isn't it?
I know.
Shoot, man, he's one snap away yesterday from coming in. You talk about a guy who didn't get first-team reps. You get activated then immediately. He was probably hyperventilating on the sideline.
Man.
So close to getting put in there. How big of a drop-off do you think there is between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph? 412-928-9370. Pony put a Twitter poll out there saying he doesn't think that there's that big of a drop off, and asked people if they agreed, and like 75% of the people said that they didn't think that there's a massive drop off there.
I as a quarterback, yes, and talent, yes, clearly there's a huge drop off. But I think for what the Steelers are trying to do and what they tried to do yesterday, I don't see a big drop off at all. You know, you're throwing the majority of your passes to the running back.
Oh, for sure. Yesterday, he executed everything.
Right. And that's probably what they'll do this coming week too.
Which is fine.
Right.
But again, you need to do more than that to beat Buffalo.
Yes. Now, that is different.
And you got to do more than that to go on the road and beat Baltimore. That place is going to be absolutely on fire because they ain't losing. Yesterday was their chance to stub their toe, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think Mason Rudolph's leading you into Buffalo, or excuse me, leading you against Buffalo or leading you into Baltimore and winning those football games. You would need the turnover thing to happen again, which is possible,
right.
But he's not going to be the reason why. And you might need your quarterback to win you one of those games. Brian tweets at me, Adam Crowley. You and your despise for Mason Rudolph is growing old. You're in the entertainment industry. You don't know anything about evaluating talent. Stick to the stats. Well, there's a reason why Mason's a backup and making $4.5 million. There are backups all throughout the NFL making more than double than that. He went 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions last year with Tennessee. He's a backup quarterback.
I didn't feel any disdain for Mason Rudolph from you.
Why am I not allowed to say the backup's a backup?
He's a backup.
I said he's a good backup. I said they're lucky to have him. They are.
You didn't say that he was bad.
No, he was fine. He met my expectation level. I have high expectations for him as a backup quarterback. I expect him to go in and help the Steelers beat the fraudulent Bears, I'll tell you right now. The frauds! I expect him to go into Chicago and beat that team next week. So you're just hearing what you want to hear. Also, you spelled Rudolph wrong. It's R-U-D-U-L-P-H. You used an F. Why don't you put some respect on his name? How big of a drop-off do you think there is between the two quarterbacks? 412-928-9370. How do you feel like Mason Rudolph played yesterday? 412-928-9370. We'll hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about his backup quarterback, but we want to hear from you coming up next. We've got open phones until 8 o'clock when the big boy, Mark Caboli, joins us. His face on a cardboard cutout at College Game Day this weekend. You can give us a ring on that hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can always text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Money for you.
Second goal. Kingwell breaks the tackle right there of Burks and goes in for six. His second touchdown reception today.
Mason's proven in the past what he showed today. That's why we value him as a member of this collective and appreciative of his play. And certainly Kenny Gainwell made play after play for us, winning in the flat and so forth. But a lot of guys did. I thought our tight end run after with Muth and Darnell in particular was really good. You got to be able to throw short and run long sometimes, win conversions in that fashion, flip fields in that fashion. And so it was a lot of guys that contributed to that.
624, make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Now I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm going to have to go the other way. I'm just taking heat on the text line. First of all, I spelled Rudolph wrong when I was making fun of the guy for spelling Rudolph wrong. I gave him two U's.
Yep.
I'm a dumbass. At least as far as spelling is concerned. I used to be a great speller. Won a spelling bee at St. Bernard's Elementary.
Did you? What grade?
Third. Since then, haven't been able to spell. Spell check really just...
Yeah, kind of messed everything up.
It does. And same with autocorrect on the phone, which I turned off on my phone, and that was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You could turn that off. What a pain in the ass.
Right.
Should probably turn that back on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the bad guy, because people on the text line, Crowley, Rudolph's good. He's good. Oh, yeah. What a throw there to Kenneth Gainwell. Really fit that thing into traffic. Duck Hodges could have made that throw. Actually, Pat Bostic... Our quarterback whisperer, Tex Edison, said, don't you oversell Rudolph tomorrow, Crowley. Duck Hodges could have executed that game plan.
Yeah, but that's the key word. Like, he executed.
Right.
He put the ball where it's supposed to go.
Absolutely.
It's not like he didn't force anything. I don't know why people, like, what? Like, he needs to force throws in order to say that he did good yesterday?
No, and he did do good yesterday, but people are just losing their minds saying that he should play quarterback moving forward instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't know about all that.
That's because it's ridiculous.
But for the time being, if Aaron Rodgers is hurt, I don't think that there's a panic.
No, there's no panic. There should be no panic. I'll panic against Bills, though.
I'm still not even panicking against the Bills. I'll wait until I see after the Chicago Bears game to see how it looks.
Oh,
but I'm not
Bears
panicking
defense
right now.
Sucks.
But, I mean, you give him a week or two of practicing with the ones, I think Mason Rudolph can facilitate. That's what you need.
You think they'd beat the Bills with Rudolph?
I think they have potential to beat the Buffalo Bills with Mason Rudolph, yes. At home.
You think they have a better shot with him than they would with Rodgers?
How many people can you name on the Buffalo Bills defense? It's all Josh Allen. Josh Allen had 19 touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, and he's going to do it again against the Steelers.
And their defense gave up, what, 32 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Against Baker Mayfield, who won the Heisman Trophy and threw 40 touchdowns last year.
Just saying. Mason Rudolph, if you give him, and I'm not putting the cart before the horse right now.
You are. You put the cart right before the horse.
I just, you give him a week and you see how it looks against Chicago, and that can determine the process of how fast Aaron Rodgers needs to come back, but I'm not panicking.
Right now, I will not disagree with that. I'm not going to play Rodgers against the Bills just to play Rodgers against the Bills, especially if Mason plays well against Chicago. Aaron needs to get back to as close as 100% as possible before I put him out there. Mm-hmm. Because I do have faith in Mason as a backup. I absolutely do. And, of course, they'd have a shot against Buffalo. But I might pick him if they got Rodgers. I ain't going to pick him if they got Mason Rudolph.
I mean, he's going to okay. Fast forward. He's going to hand the ball off.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to throw to the running backs. He's going to throw to the tight ends. And he's going to take maybe a couple, 10-yard shots to DK Metcalf.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's going to be good enough against.
That's what Aaron Rodgers was going to do.
Aaron Rodgers has the ability to throw four touchdown passes in a game, and I just don't see that with Mason. Never have. He's a good backup quarterback. To the phones?
Sure.
Troy in Mount Washington, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What up?
First off, what a great weekend in Pittsburgh. I mean, I was blessed to go Saturday and Sunday. I'd love to see Pitt Stadium that loud for, more games, and it was actually really loud for the Steelers game, I think, because the officiating was so bad that the fans really got into it.
It sounded at the end, Troy, as loud as Acrisure has sounded in a long time.
It was wild. It was definitely wild. In terms of Mason, and then just one question I have for you. I just love that Mason and Tomlin have this relationship where Mason knows he is never, ever going to be Tomlin's guy. But when Tomlin turns to him, he knows he has to perform. I just love that we signed him for that.
You're talking about Tomlin's guy as a starter?
Yes. He's never going to be Tomlin's guy ever. Like, he's never going to believe in him. But he really believes in him when it's time to turn to him for one or two games. But a question I have that kind of just, like, it's been irking me the past couple weeks. Is it time? First off, Jonnu Smith, huge failure. Worst signing that we had in the offseason, I would say. But is DK Metcalf getting a little upset with the offense? I feel like he was open a lot. They didn't get him the ball. Even on Kenneth Gainwell's touchdown, he was open for a touchdown there. He was definitely frustrated with the offensive pass interference call that wasn't offensive pass interference. I'm just a little worried about our usage of him moving forward and how upset he's going to be with not getting the ball. And you're talking about that throw to Gainwell. You got to talk about the throw to Roman Wilson on third down. I also think if Mason plays, it's going to open up for people like Roman Wilson to get the ball a little bit more, because I think Rodgers kind of treats them more as like, what have you shown me and proved to me that I can get you the ball? And Mason's more like, I'm going to get you the ball so you can prove it to me.
So you think the Steelers are better with Rudolph than Rodgers?
No, but if you hurt your wrist, like he hurt his wrist, I think the Steelers are better off with Mason Rudolph than a 90% Rodgers.
I'll agree with
Rodgers,
that.
No.
I'll agree with that. I mean, I'll play 100% Rudolph over an 85% Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But that's the way I felt sometimes with Landry Jones when Ben was nicked up too. I mean, that's why you have a backup quarterback. I to answer the DK thing, I mean, he had 8 targets, 5 catches, 50 yards. He would have had 6 catches for like 80 yards, which would have been his best output in over a month. I was actually not seeing a lot of frustration from DK yesterday.
But, I mean, it's just natural. I mean, receivers, they just get frustrated every single game. I mean, A.J. Brown, they were force-feed him last night because he was frustrated from last week and the week before. I mean, it's just a receiver thing. Yeah, I would venture to say that DK Metcalf is definitely frustrated with the offense, but it is what it is. Like you said, five catches on, what, 8 targets?
Yep.
Okay. Like, it's better than last week. At least it's trending upwards.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that they called the one back that he caught, which I thought was a ticky-tack offensive pass.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Yeah.
Like, come on now. But that still happened in his mind. Like, he still got to go down there and make a play. So, mm-hmm. I mean, in his mind, 6 for 80, whatever it is, I mean, not bad. I mean, it is what it is. Like you're saying, this has been his role in the offense. He's making $150 million. Fine. You don't really think the Steelers are better with Rudolph, do you? 412-928-9370. Rob and Wes Mifflin, Mike and Wilkinsburg, and others waiting patiently on hold. We will get to you coming up next. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick. Home Improvement, trustpj.com, and you can watch our show live on the twitter.com. That's on your way. Coming up next, your calls on Rudolph v. Rodgers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I was you never know when you never know what's going to come, and but I was, you always have a little jitters first time going back all year. So, but I was, when we're running the ball the way we were, and then a couple guys made a couple of nice plays on third and extra long, Darnell on that check down, Kenny on that kind of that flare route. So, I mean, two defensive touchdowns right when we needed the most was huge. So, and we ran the ball really well. I barely got touched. So offensive line, hats off to them. It was a lot of fun.
I'm stunned how quickly people have turned on Aaron Rodgers in the text line, Doran. People saying the question is not who's better if Rodgers is at 85% and Rudolph is at 100%, but who's better if they're both at 100%. I mean, isn't that obvious?
Yeah.
Isn't it freaking Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Like, what are we doing here?
I would like to know why that people don't think it's Aaron Rodgers, because what Aaron Rodgers does better than anybody and does better than Mason Rudolph, to me, is very apparent, and that is the audibling and checking and getting guys into certain routes and certain protections, things of that nature, knowing the game, knowing the blitzes, knowing the coverages better than any quarterback that's in the league really right now. I would love to know the reasoning behind why people think it's equal. It's not arm strength.
No, people think Rudolph has a better arm than he does because he's big.
Okay, you could think that, but it's still not better than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Come on.
Right. And if people think that Rodgers and Rudolph are the same, then you'd have to think that Rudolph would have been on pace to throw more touchdowns than any quarterback in Steelers history had he played all year. And I just can't see that.
I mean, it's not movement in the pocket either. We saw what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday.
Yeah, Rodgers was moving much better yesterday. He played really bad against the Chargers. We all saw it. I'm not going to ignore that. But we've also seen mostly pretty damn good football from Aaron this year. And the second that he's healthy, guess what is going to happen, people? He's going to get put back in.
Yeah.
This ain't Mitch Trubisky.
So are people saying he's better or just as good?
Either way, it's nonsense.
I know.
And I want to be careful here because I don't want to take anything away from what Mason Rudolph did yesterday, and neither do you. He played well. He did what was asked. He executed, and he did a really good job. We expect him to be able to go do that in Chicago. But I don't think they're going to win a playoff game either way, but who do you want running through the damn tunnel for a playoff game? Aaron Rodgers? Or Mason Rudolph? Come on.
I mean, my thing is I believe that Mason Rudolph can get the job done. I'm not going to say he's better than Aaron Rodgers, but I think that he's not bad.
He's definitely not bad.
Right. So I think he can get the job done is what I'm saying from the previous segments that we were talking. Like, I think that with some practice underneath his belt, if he has a successful outing this Sunday against the Bears, some practices, I do think that he can maybe beat the Buffalo Bills, but I'm not going to say that he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's such a bridge too far that I don't understand what people are watching. 412-928-9370. Mike in Wilkinsburg, one of our favorites. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, Crawley, I wanted you to know that no matter what happens the rest of the show, your boy Mike in Wilkinsburg's got your back.
My man.
You know what's funny is that the similarity between that last year that Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl in Denver, I think he only started like the first 10 games, and then, you know, he got hurt. And then Brock Osweiler got him the rest of the way, and then Peyton took back over in the playoffs. That might be a scenario that we could be looking at with the Steelers.
You know what, Mike? I had a similar thought, not to cut you off. If you're able to get by and for however long Rudolph plays, you win, and then Rodgers comes back after getting to rest, it might be the best thing that could happen to
yes.
him. It's like Malkin and Russia not getting to play in the Olympics, and so he's just going to get a month off. And he's going to get rejuvenated.
Yeah, get the reset.
It really is not the worst thing if you're able to stack some wins. Now, if he can't play the next three games and you lose to Baltimore, well, you're in a world of hurt because you're going to have the tiebreaker go in Baltimore's favor. They're going to have passed you in the division, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I just have one disagreement with you about the whole, like, importance of the quarterback, like the difference what you're going to see. I think that, like, you got guys like, say, Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? Harvard graduate, you know, the guy is, you know, he's a pre-snap expert. He's seen every look. He studies all that. But he's still a backup because the real most important trait that any quarterback has, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, they can read post-snap very quickly. And that's the problem. I don't think Mason can read post-snap very quickly. I don't think that his, you know, ability to improvise is anywhere near as good as Aaron Rodgers. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Mike. What a nice man that Mike.
He's right. That's kind of what we were, you know, just alluding to before we took his call. I mean, and it's not a bad thing, though. He doesn't need to be Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't need to be Tom Brady. Doesn't need to be Patrick Mahomes.
Facilitate.
Exactly.
And he did that great yesterday. He did. Against a terrible defense, and he's going to get to play another terrible defense, this time on the road, but with a week of practice. I expect that he's going to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers, and they're going to be able to make plays. And the Steelers' defense has turned the corner, really, these last 3 weeks. So I would have been terrified of Ben Johnson in that offense, but Caleb holds the ball long. I feel like you can win the game similarly to how you played the second half of this football game. Get the ball out of Mason's hand quick. Let the playmakers do their thing. Maybe force a turnover. Get Caleb Williams on the ground. I think you can do that for this game. I am taking nothing away from Mason. He is a very good backup quarterback. In fact, he's a steal at $4.5 million bucks. There ain't many backups that I would take in the NFL over Mason Rudolph. But there's a reason why Rodgers is here, and it's because a handful of times this season, you need a quarterback to elevate and be the reason why you win. And I don't think backup quarterbacks are really ever the reason why you win. Aaron can be when healthy. If he's not healthy, well, then you go with Mason. It's a good problem. 412-928-9370. More calls on this coming up next. Yes, texters, we will get to Pitt Notre Dame at some point here shortly. Top of the hour, Spitgate. We got to get to Spitgate. We got a he said sort of deal, except does Jamar not know that the games are played in HD television? That everyone's got 80-inch television?
Right.
I mean, man, you could count the hairs on Aaron Rodgers' head in HD television. And you think no one's going to see that you spit on a guy? We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour because there are some people that say that even though he got spit on, he still shouldn't have thrown a punch. We'll get to that. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We get an extra hour of Caboli today, 8 o'clock until 10. He'll be here with us in studio. Texter, catching up from this morning, you need the quarterback to put on the Superman cape for this three-game stretch, and I don't think Rudolph is capable of that. Crowley, that's what you said. Didn't he do that exactly same thing 2 years ago for that three-game stretch? He did. Not against the Bills or this version of the Ravens. He's capable of playing good football. We saw him play good football yesterday. I'd rather have Rodgers. Why is that a hot take? Why am I the bad guy?
Did you know that Deontay Johnson was still on the team?
Correct.
Last time Mason Rudolph played quarterback for the Steelers?
He tripped and fell at the 2-yard line and went an entire season without scoring a touchdown.
I think
he also dropped
a couple passes against the Bills in that playoff game.
Yeah, well, someone else said Rudolph's the last quarterback to QB a Steelers team that was competitive in a playoff game, and that's true. He also threw a costly red zone interception. Why am I doing this?
I don't know.
I don't want to be mean to Rudolph. I love Rudolph. He's just not Rodgers.
He's not, but I think he's capable of helping this team win.
Sure. Of course.
Could be a lot worse situations.
No doubt. I am in full agreement on that.
I mean, literally, in your mind, in your world, in your world, this could be Shador Sanders. Because you wanted the Steelers to draft Shador Sanders in the first round.
I don't recall that. I don't know.
I do.
You must be thinking of Mel
Kiper. We'd be watching Shador Sanders right now. In your world.
I was at Channel 11 last night for Final Word, and as Shador Sanders is just getting ragdolled and thrown around and throwing picks and then near picks, I'm like, man, you had to be a moron if you wanted that guy to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. My bad. Apologies for all of you out there who had to listen to that.
Could be worse.
Live through that. It could be worse. I love Mason. He's a great backup quarterback. He's not as good as Aaron Rodgers. Why is that a hot take? It's not a hot take.
No.
It's a fact. Derek and Trafford giving us a ring. Hi, Derek.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I feel like you're seeing all this blowback from people who saw him as equal at the start of the season, and now they're trying to seem like revisionist results almost. And then the other half of the blowback comes from those who want Will Howard to get a chance. I think the unknown is always what Steelers fans want, especially a quarterback. And now that they see, you know, Rodgers as hurt, as volatile, as having a bad game a couple weeks ago, it's time for, you know, the change to happen. So kind of what they're seeing in my brain.
So do you – let's say Rudolph wins 2 of 3. Do you keep playing him even if Rodgers is healthy?
No, I bring Rodgers back. Yeah. I think that he has shown, you know, what he can do. I think one blip on the radar doesn't outweigh what 7 good games, 6 good games before that. Now, caveat, how Mason looks against these – good teams, like you said. I mean, the Bills aren't a slouch, and the Ravens have had their number for 2 seasons now. So if he comes out and performs, the offense looks better, then maybe I can squint, but I still come back to Rodgers.
Thank you, sir. Derek and Trafford.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I think that's where we are. I think we're mostly in agreement on this.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph, good backup, gives you a chance to win, but when Rodgers is healthy, you go back to Rodgers.
Yes.
Just very weird, the Rudolph truthers. And I get it to this extent. Like, we all saw that run a couple of years ago, and it was great. It was. It was a lot of fun. And we all talked ourselves into them maybe going to Buffalo and beating the Bills because it was supposed to be 65-mile-an-hour winds and snow, and we thought that Josh Allen was going to be negated because of the elements. And they did hang around, and we haven't seen him hang around in many playoff games. I get it. I love Mason. But the second Rodgers is close to 100% healthy, you get Rodgers back in there.
There's no doubt.
We are also... like Mr. Guy who called in from Trafford said, we're also one hit away from Will Howard. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
If Rudolph would get nicked up.
Oh, my goodness.
And Will Howard leads him on like a game-winning drive to beat Chicago. You want to talk about the quarterback discourse we're going to have?
Yeah. You want to talk about our job? Wow.
Easy peasy. Imagine being a sports talk host in Cleveland today, by the way.
Oh, man.
Having a field day with that.
Well, he's probably going to start next week, too, Shador.
He stinks. He's exactly who everyone thought he was when they were bringing up, like, the draft Knicks were bringing up the reasons why he wasn't going to be good. And you're allowed to get better. I mean, Rudolph wasn't the same guy yesterday mm-hmm. that he was whenever he got his first opportunity. You are allowed to get better. You have to allow for that possibility. But... he held the ball too long. He spun into pressure.
That's his first game, actually. He didn't get any practice reps.
Absolutely.
I'll say he stinks after maybe this week.
Can I say he stinks, but they did him no favors?
Yes.
They did him no favors. It's the same. I had a big problem with when Kenny Pickett went in against the Jets. Like, he never got a single rep with the first team, and you need to win a game. And obviously with the Browns, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. But with Kenny, you need to win that game, and you throw him in, and... he's never practiced with the guys he's throwing to, and it's a lot ridiculous. All right, coming up next, speaking of ridiculous, you can't spit in a man's face. But some are saying that Jalen Ramsey still did the wrong thing. We'll get into that coming up next. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.